This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Boy, the month of August is rapidly disappearing.
I know, it's half over already.
Yeah, it's, well, more than that now.
Yeah.
We're getting there fast. We got 2 weekends left, and it's all she wrote.
Yeah.
And then it'll be ready for the start of school. Oh, wait, school already started.
Yeah. But the kids are loving that.
Yeah, bet they're thrilled about that. Yeah. Did you enjoy the start of school?
Yeah, it's good to see all your friends again on a regular basis instead of, you know, maybe just sporting events over the summer. And
I didn't hate the first day of school.
The rest of the year?
Didn't much care for the other 179,
yeah.
But the first day of school wasn't the worst thing in the world.
It's not like you do a lot the first couple days anyways.
You know, I think that largely depends on the age level, though.
That's true.
Because when we were in school, when we were young, like up until about third or fourth grade, we really didn't do much. It was get to know each other again and get everything situated, get your desks all organized and whatever, and where you're going to hang your coat each day and all those kind of things. But once we got like into fourth, fifth, sixth grade, you had school first day.
Sometimes you had schoolwork the first night.
What?
Yeah. I remember getting school assignments already that first day of school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me? Come on.
Not to be ready.
Ease us in.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and we did. You get to a point where you're kind of thinking, oh, come on, it's the first day. Mm-hmm. Ease off, you know? No.
Yeah.
Not happening. You get right into it. You know, and school wasn't, we joke about it a lot, but school is not terrible.
No.
It's obviously essential, but it's not terrible. We all think back, yeah, there were some highs and lows and stuff, but, you know, the thing that I think everybody detests, is that too strong a word, about school? Homework.
Yeah.
Why can't we just do it all while we're there? Why do you have to send it home with me later? Really? I mean, that's my time, not yours.
Yeah.
Quit stealing it, you know?
Give me a break.
Yeah, the homework thing. That was always kind of the kicker there. But, you know, there are some things you can do, actually, to help your kids with their homework skills. If you don't really have a plan when it comes to homework, then it's worse. And it takes so long to do. If you have distractions and things, if you don't have things kind of scheduled, and I know it's hard. You're coming off summer vacation, and then you're expecting me to schedule my life?
Yeah.
I don't think so. But, you know, there are some things you can do. Parents can, and it's not like you have to go out and buy a lot of things to help kids with their homework. There are some tips that you can take advantage of. Like, first of all, giving them some space to work. You know, you want to create some sort of a dedicated space for your homework, not just wherever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a tray table in the living room with the TV on is probably not ideal.
Not the best, probably no.
But, you know, whether it be like a dining room table someplace or, you know, perhaps in their bedroom. That kind of depends. You know, when we were kids, that was a good place to have a desk. We always had a desk in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
We could do our homework. We didn't like to because you were kind of secluded from everybody else in the house. But we didn't have TVs and stuff in the rooms. Well, nowadays, look at kids' rooms.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're fully functional. I mean, my goodness, NASA would love to have some of the equipment in some of those rooms.
Yeah.
You know, you've got computers, you've got video games, you've got TVs, you got
radio,
a bunch of distractions.
Yeah,
that's what they boil down to. So, you know, you have to consider all those kinds of things and keep everything in one place. You know, if you've got like a dictionary or whatever, I realize kids are using a lot of the stuff online and stuff now. But, you know, if you still have some of those kinds of things, keep them all handy in one place.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to bounce around looking for things. Also, it's important to create some sort of a routine. You know, pick a time that works for your child to do their homework. And then stick to it all the time. You know, some sort of a set schedule can really help and motivate kids, too. You know, you got to get your work done before you can go out and play. So get your homework done and get things organized. And then you can have the rest of the evening to do what you want to do. But, you know, you got to get that homework done. So if they understand all those things, you know, and that largely depends on the age of the child and also how active they are in other things, sports or other after school activities and things, too. They may have other things. So sometimes homework right after dinner might be a better option, too. Just kind of depends. But come up with some sort of a routine. Also, you want to give them some tools and study aids and things. Avoid distractions. That's pretty obvious. You want to establish some sort of a technology-free zone, which is difficult these days.
It's hard to do these days, yeah.
Well, like we said before, you got TV, you got radio, you got a computer, you got video games.
Your cell phones now.
Exactly. Yep. A cell phone. I mean, you've got all these things everywhere you go. So, you know, you got to turn off the TVs, ban any text messaging, make sure the kids are using their PC for research.
Yeah.
Okay, rather than Facebook
games
and stuff.
And, yeah.
You know, now it may seem pretty obvious to you, but remember, you're dealing with kids.
Yeah.
Attention span of a gnat, you know. I mean, if something else is going on, they're going to be involved in it.
Yeah, so. It's hard to get too excited about math or...
Yeah, especially when that phone keeps beeping.
Yeah.
Also, map out the assignments, too. Help children plot their homework on a schedule so they have some simple reminders of the daily, weekly, or long-term assignments that they might have. You know, include other things, too, like sports or music lessons, so the kids have a clearer picture of their own schedules. Make sure they understand their schedule and how this all works out. And the reason for scheduling. Because in the long run, it may seem like a hassle now, but you'll have more time for things that you like if you plan appropriately and have a schedule and keep to it. Also, lessons in planning and prioritizing, too. You know, teach kids to make lists of what they need to do each night so that they understand, and in order of priority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going out and shooting hoops doesn't come before your math homework, okay? You know, as they accomplish each item, cross it off the list. And for children that have difficulty staying on task, you can break up large projects into smaller, more manageable tools that they can help, or manageable tasks, rather, that they can help to stick to as well. So make them see some success along the way. And if you start these things early in life, then they kind of build on them as they get older, too. Also, emphasize the effort. Stressing perseverance and effort in a task helps children work longer and harder, because they recognize their success is based on how hard they work. So instead of asking, what score did you get? You know, it might be like, how hard are you working on it, too? I mean, did you get a bad score because you're not working very hard on it?
Right.
You can always improve in some of those areas, and it'll help you overall. And also, effective study habits are important, too. You know, spread out study sessions and practice testing. Those are the two most effective learning tactics, according to a report by the Association for Psychological Science. But both of those techniques involve strong time management skills, so kids need to understand those kinds of things, too. So whatever you can do to help the kids kind of figure out their schedules a little bit and get into that routine so that things kind of take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Can really help in the long run.
Oh, definitely.
You know, also with back to school time too, remember the traffic patterns typically change in a town.
A little heavier.
Yeah, at certain times.
Yeah.
And remember, some of the kids out there, whether they be on bikes or mopeds, in their cars, walking, they might not be paying as close attention as you are.
Right.
So watch out for them. You know, if they're biking, you know, you want to watch out for them out there. They should be doing things too, like riding in the street, not on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Wearing helmets, using the hand signals so we know what their plans are when they get to an intersection. Follow the laws. Stop signs and stop lights are also for bikes. You know, you got to follow all those things. If you're a motorist out there, too, do you know the school bus rules? Do you know what happens when that red lights come on all flashing and the stop arm goes down?
You got to stop.
Yeah, in all directions.
Yes.
Not just the people behind
right.
the bus. You know, what happens when the yellow lights go flashing? You know, watch out if there are railroad tracks coming up. You know, all those kinds of things. You know, pay attention to those things, because that's how innocent little mistakes happen. But innocent mistakes can turn into tragic accidents very, very quickly. So, you know, be aware of all those kinds of things, and be aware that there might be a lot of stop-and-go traffic out there, especially the closer you get to a school.
Yeah.
And the closer you get to those times of the days, too. So you want to be aware of all those kinds of things. And if you're a parent of a student who has access to a car, I know it's hard to take the cell phone out of their hands, but make sure they understand how important it is not to be texting when they're driving, not to even be talking on a cell phone when they're driving. You know, keep in mind how many kids are in the car at once. If you got one kid driving, a couple in the, well, maybe more in the back seat, another one in the passenger seat, obviously, they're chit-chatting all the time.
On,
yeah, you're not really necessarily always paying attention to what you should be paying attention to. So, you know, make sure that they understand how quickly lives can change just by one little accident.
Yeah.
And usually it's something that you could probably have prevented in the first place. So, you know, make sure you're aware of those things. And, again, watch those kids walking to school and stuff, too. So, yeah, be aware of all these types of things going on out there, because we really want them to get there safely and then get home at the end of the day safely, too.
Of course.
You bet. So some little helpful hints. School is back. A couple of them, Atlantic, Audubon started Wednesday. There were some others that started this last Thursday. I know there are some schools that are starting now this next Monday will be their first day of school. So have fun.
Yeah.
Good luck. Glad it's not me.
Exactly.
We had our time.
Yeah, we put in our time.
It is past. All right. What else is going on in the area?
All right. Well, on Sunday, the Zion Lutheran Church's Men's Club Ice Cream Social. It's on Sunday, August 18th. That's from 5 to 7. And they'll also be serving Maid Rites, hot dogs, homemade ice cream and beverages, and that's all for a free will donation. And it's a fundraiser, and that goes to support the seminary students, and everyone is welcome to attend. It's the Zion Lutheran Church's Men's Club Ice Cream Social on August 18th from 5 to 7. The Friends of the Hitchcock House, they're sponsoring the Blue Tones. It's going to be a free concert. It's on the lawn at the Hitchcock House on August 18th at 2 p.m. The Hitchcock House is located 1 mile west of Lewis. If you'd like to take a tour, it's $5 for adults and children are free. And in case of rain, the event will be held in the Red Barn, and they just ask that you bring your own chairs. It's the Friends of the Hitchcock House sponsoring the Blue Tones in a free concert on the lawn at the Hitchcock House on Sunday, August 18th at 2 p.m. Also, while you're in Lewis, you can go to the Lewis Town and Country Boosters for their Sunday dinner. It's on August 18th from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Lewis Community Center. And they'll be serving chicken and noodles over biscuits, vegetable, and assorted desserts for a free will donation. Again, that's the Lewis Town and Country Boosters Sunday dinner, August 18th from 11:30 to 1:30, and that's at the Lewis Community Center. We got some Red Cross blood drives coming up in Stanton. It's on August 21st from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Stanton Fire Station. And then on Thursday, August 22nd, Red Cross blood drive will be in Atlantic. Again, that's on August 22nd from noon to 4, and that's at Molly. The Cass County Genealogical Society will meet on August 22nd at 1. Carolyn DeLay will present a program I was marched to see. Again, that's on August 22nd at 1 p.m. That's the Cass County Genealogical Society, and that will be at the meeting room at the Atlantic Public Library, and everybody is welcome to attend that. Dan Karsher, a well-known Iowa public television personality, he's also a public speaker, founding editor-in-chief, retired of Midwest Living Magazine, and the author of three popular books based on his road trips around the Midwest. He's going to be in town and give a free presentation at the Allen House in Atlantic at 2 p.m. That's on August 24th. He'll share his varied career experiences and extensive Midwest travels, including his favorite destinations in Western Iowa. And you do need to RSVP to Adam at 712-404-0072. That's Dan Karsher, well-known Iowa public television personality, giving that presentation on August 24th at the Allen House in Atlantic at 2 p.m.
You know, I have something else going on August 24th, too, as the Cass County Extension Service is going to be sponsoring a Rural Safety Day, and that's coming up on Saturday, August the 24th, from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. That'll be held at the Cass County Fairgrounds, so dress appropriately for that. Now, what they're saying is, you know, no matter whether you've spent your entire life on a farm or you just maybe visit friends or relatives once in a while, or maybe you've never set foot on a farm, there's going to be something for you at this day. Now, it's a free event. It's for 4th through 6th graders, 4th, 5th, and 6th graders at the in Cass County to attend, and they're going to make it fun. So it's going to be kind of a hands-on, fun thing. They're going to learn about things like first aid, safety around animals, unexpected hazards, electrical safety, and some other things, too. They've got some local volunteers who work in those different fields to come in and visit a little bit and put some exercises together for them. Now, there will be lunch, and you'll get some resources there as well from the Extension Service. You do have to register in advance, though, even though it's free. Now, again, that's coming up on Saturday, August 24th, but registration needs to be in before the end of the business day on Thursday, August the 22nd, by 4:30. That's when the extension office closes. So by August 22nd, you need to have a health form on file with the Extension Service to participate, and you need to have the sign-up done. So you can go online and do that. You can do it by stopping by the extension office. You can call them if you'd like more information. But do get signed up by the end of business this Thursday so your 4th, 5th, or 6th grader can have a little bit of fun and learn something, too.
Very nice.
You bet.
I got one more thing for the 24th. It's the Chris Sir Classic. It's a four-person scramble. It's on August 24th at 9 a.m., and that will be held at the Crestwood Hills Golf Course in Oneida. If you'd like to sign up for that, you can contact Scott Sir at 641-740-1675. Let's see, then on that following Sunday, St. John's United Church of Christ, it's their ice cream social. It's on August 25th from 5 to 7. And they'll also be serving ham sandwiches, desserts, and drinks, along with the homemade ice cream for a free will donation. Now, this is sponsored by the UFC Youth Group. It's a combined group from St. John's United Church of Christ and Faith Lutheran Church of Griswold. And they just ask that you come join them for refreshments and some fellowship. It's St. John's United Church of Christ Ice Cream Social on August 25th from 5 to 7. The Audubon County Saddle Club T-Bone Double Judged Open Horse Show is on the fairgrounds on August 25th at 10 a.m. Also over in Minden, United Church of Christ, their ice cream social is on August 25th. It is from 11:30 to 1:30. And they'll also be serving hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, salads, drinks, homemade pies, bars, along with the homemade ice cream for a free will donation. That's Minden United Church of Christ ice cream social on August 25th from 11:30 to 1:30. The Audubon County Republican Party annual fundraiser picnic, that's coming up on August 28th at 6 p.m. at the Legion Park Shelter. U.S. Senate candidates are invited and the cost is $20 per person. It's the Audubon County Republican Party annual fundraiser picnic on August 28th at 6 p.m. Again, that's at Legion Park Shelter. Hunter Safety Education Online Field Day is coming up in September. It's from 8 a.m. to noon on September 7th, and that's at the Anishinaabemowin Recreation Area, which is about a mile and a half southeast of the Harlan Municipal Airport. Anyone born after January 1st, 1972, must complete a hunter safety education course in order to obtain an Iowa hunting license. You do need to be at least 12 years old, and you can go to their website at iowadnr.gov/training to sign up, and you must register for this field day online and then complete the online classes before coming to the field day and bring your online completion voucher to be admitted to the field day. St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita, it's their chicken dinner on September 8th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're featuring Staley's Catering. They'll be serving mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, homemade salads and desserts, and of course, Staley's chicken. Cost is $9 for adults and $4 for children, and then children under 4 are free. It's St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita's chicken dinner on September 8th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The second annual Cyhawk tailgate party, that's coming up also on September 13th. It's from 11 to 1 at the Guthrie County Extension Office. Come help them celebrate Iowa's biggest game and team rivalry of the year. Free hot dogs and chips and bottled water. It's the second annual Cyhawk tailgate party on September 13th. Also later in September is the Exira Fall Festival. It's actually September 28th, but right now they're looking for crafters and some vendors. You can call Martha Hatfield at 712-764-2436 to get some more information on that.
All right. A couple of other things, too, I want to throw in here. This is this weekend yet, this Sunday, August 18th. The Shelby Lutheran Church fundraising efforts will include Staley's Chicken Dinner with all the trimmings, and they'll also feature Orsi's Fresh Baked Bread. Hmm. What's better? What's a better smell
in the house? Oh.
Fresh baked bread.
Nothing. Well,
not much.
I mean, yeah.
Not
but
much.
But yeah, that just smells delicious. Fills up your whole house.
Yes, it does. So that's this Sunday, August 18th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shelby Community Hall in Shelby, Iowa. And they'll also be serving a DQ ice cream. So if you want some to-go orders, you can do that. They'll have some free delivery in the Shelby area as well. So, again, that's Staley's Chicken Dinner with all the trimmings featuring Orsi's Fresh Baked Bread this Sunday, August 18th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shelby Community Hall. And that's for the Shelby Lutheran Church fundraising efforts. And that just sounds good.
Yeah.
Also, something coming up next weekend, the United Church of Avoca is having its annual garage sale. That'll be Friday, August 23rd from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Saturday, August 24th from 7:30 a.m. until noon. And that'll be at the United Church of Avoca. That's at 304 North Elm Street. They'll have rolls and coffee available, and a free will offering is what they're looking for there, too. So lots of opportunity for you to participate there as well.
Yeah.
So plenty of stuff going on
there. There is.
Fall and spring. Fall time of the year, you seem to have a lot of cool fall festivals going
yeah.
on. A lot of great foods, a lot
get
of good
crisp,
stuff.
Get that crisp, kind of coldish air, some, you know. And
yeah, and a lot of the cool, neat crafting things coming
yeah.
out, too. So
yep.
yeah, so looking forward to a lot of the fun stuff coming up here. We need to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, we're back and ready to go here again. Do you have any birthdays to
share? I do. I got a couple birthdays here. Let's see here. Robert LaFrenz is having an early celebration for his 80th birthday. They're going to have an open house for him on Sunday, August 18th from 4 to 7 at Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Bob's actual birthday is November 6th, but he'll be enjoying the warm sun in Arizona at that time.
Oh, does he have room in the back seat?
I know. They're asking no cards or gifts, just your presence only. Again, happy 80th birthday to Robert LaFrenz, celebrating his 80th birthday with that open house on a Sunday, August 18th from 4 to 7. That's at Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Also, happy birthday to my third grade teacher. Open house to celebrate Fern Linville's 80th birthday. That's on Saturday, August 24th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Atlantic First Methodist Church and Fellowship Hall. And they're just asking that you use the north door. And no gifts, please. So happy 80th birthday to Fern Linville, celebrating her birthday on Saturday, August 24th from 2 to 4 at the Atlantic First Methodist Church Fellowship Hall.
I thought she was a pretty good teacher.
What are you trying to say?
What happened?
Oh. I hope she hears that, Jim.
Were you sleeping through class?
No, third grade. I couldn't have been too bad yet,
it
you know?
Have been terrible. You learned how to write cursive, huh?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
One last birthday. Happy birthday to Helen Jensen over at the Salem Lutheran Home. I'd like to wish her happy birthday on August 24th. So happy birthday to Helen Jensen on August 24th.
Great. I don't have any anniversaries sitting here in front of me. We don't have any babies to tell you about this time around. No royal babies born last week or anything?
Not that I'm aware of.
No? Anything we should be aware of anywhere? Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking. You know, we had a little fun on Facebook this last week. We were kind of goofing around with our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how many people must just simply stare at that screen all day long.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, when we get a lot of people that, I mean, we're trying to get, it'd be nice to get to 2,000. We're like, what? About 18,500 followers mm-hmm. or whatever every day. So, yeah, it's kind of neat. But, you know, we were just kind of goofing around the other day, and I got to thinking, you know, I'm going to throw something up there real quick. A lot of us here at the office are Duck Dynasty fans.
Yeah.
We just love that show. So we were talking about it with the debut of the new season this mm-hmm. last Wednesday. We were talking a little bit about it, and we got to talking in the studio a little bit about you know, some of the foods they eat, you know,
yeah,
and stuff like duck and squirrel, frog legs, squirrel, and, yeah. stuff like that. And have you eaten any of that stuff?
No,
none of it.
No,
I've not had frog legs. That's one thing I've never had. Squirrel, yeah, squirrel, rabbit. We used to eat that when we were young. We'd go hunting, and as kids, when we go hunting with Dad, the pheasants were a little too quick for us,
yeah.
so we'd usually stick to the ground and shoot the squirrels and the rabbits and stuff.
Yeah.
But duck, yeah, I've had duck before. It's actually, I'm not going to tell you it tastes like chicken, because it doesn't. But, you know, it's not bad. It's a little bit of an acquired taste. Not everyone likes it. Well, lamb's kind of that way, too. I mean, some folks just don't care for it. Others just, you know, really like it.
Mm-hmm.
But like venison, deer, I don't have a taste for. I've tried that many times over the years. I've never acquired a taste for it. Now, people that love it, absolutely love it.
Hmm.
But that's one thing I never acquired a taste for. Anyway, so we kind of got to talk a little bit about what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten at all. So I threw something up on Facebook. I told folks I was kind of thinking of this as a show topic, but what's the strangest thing that you've ever eaten? And I asked people just to comment on there, and several did.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
And it was kind of interesting. I'm not going to throw the names out there, I guess. You can you can look them up. But one person said, well, they've eaten raccoon, turtle, possum, crawfish, cow brains, and tongue. And he says, Mom got her recipes ideas off of Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies. Obviously. Did she use the pot passer? You remember the Beverly Hillbillies?
Not really.
They weren't sure. They never saw a pool table before. And there was one in the mansion that they bought in Beverly Hills. And so they weren't sure what all those sticks were over there on the wall, because they didn't know anything about playing pool. They thought those were pot passers. So they used those to hook the...
Do they have that? Are you talking the TV show or the movie?
The TV show.
I think they did
the
that
movies.
In the, I think they did that in the movie though too.
Oh, they
I've
may
seen
have.
That. Yeah.
But I yeah, but yeah. Pot passers.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. Let's see. One person said something about eating snapping turtle and frog legs and rabbit. And she says, there's probably more weird things my dad fed me when I was little that I don't recall.
Or try not to remember or know about.
One person says here, squid, when we lived in Spain. And mm-hmm. she also puts an emphatic yuck. Apparently it didn't go over
probably
well.
Wasn't so good, huh?
It just doesn't sound... You know, feel bad for the squid, because they have to live their entire lives with that name.
Yeah.
They could have been named better. It's a bad name, squid.
I'm sure it's probably more like a, not raw, but
yeah.
Probably not so much of a cooked.
One person puts down here, on a high school trip to Colorado, they had rattlesnake, possum, alligator, and raccoon.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's kind of a wide variety from alligator to possum.
I see one person put on here, fried calamari.
That was me.
That was you. You don't like fried calamari?
No, it's actually pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, everything tastes like chicken, but kind of in a way.
No, it doesn't.
Dip it in ranch, and it was a little chewy, but.
Yeah. No, it doesn't taste like chicken.
Oh, it wasn't that, bad.
That's something. You know, most things in this world I'll eat. I'm not terribly fussy.
Yeah.
There are a few things. Coconut, I don't like.
I'm not a big fan of coconut either.
Marshmallows, not a big fan.
Really?
No, really don't care much for marshmallows. But. Calamari, I don't.
You don't
care.
Like it?
I really don't care much. I mean, I'll eat it if I have to.
Yeah.
But it's not among my favorites.
Yeah.
Not among my favorites. If I tell you what, if you ever want to get an eye opener, go to a big city seafood restaurant.
Ugh.
We used to go when I was on the Iowa Broadcasters Association Board of Directors. Part of the tasks there were, in addition to local meetings, we had to go to Washington D.C. once a year mm-hmm. to do a little congressional lobbying and leadership training and stuff. And, you know, as the Iowa delegation, we used to go out one night where we'd go out, we had a free night, and we'd go out to have dinner. Well, we'd always eat at this fancy seafood place. And somebody would order the big seafood sampler platter. Now, I'm telling you, nothing was cooked on there.
Oh, yuck.
Nothing.
No, thank you.
Nothing. There were only two or three things on there that I would eat.
Yeah.
If it still has eyes and antennas, I'm not eating it.
Ew, no.
I'm not eating it. And, yeah, to look at some of the stuff that some of those guys were, yeah.
He's no, gobbling down. Yeah.
I just
sushi, is that stuff? No.
Couldn't bring myself to do it. Somebody put in here squirrel, crawfish, beef tongue, bison, and beaver. And then she says, I really want to try turtle and elk.
I never would have thought beaver. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Just don't really, I guess,
I don't know
hear
so
about that around
either.
Here too much.
Here's one. Is this your sister, Tanya?
Yeah.
She says, just ate a tendon. And intestines the other day in a Vietnamese noodle dish.
Oh, I told her that was gross.
That is gross.
She
didn't, What's wrong with
she,
that girl?
I know. I don't think she even said if she liked it or not. But
let's see.
My other sister has one on there, too, I think.
Yeah.
Kim.
Kim, yeah. Rabbit and alligator.
I was surprised by that. I didn't know that.
I've not had alligator.
Yeah.
I've not had that. Let's see. Somebody says in Amsterdam, they had French fries dipped in mayonnaise.
I remembered that in Germany, too.
And deep-fried rattlesnake on top of South Mountain in Phoenix. Hmm. Deep-fried rattlesnake.
I think if anything's deep-fried, probably not too
French
too
fries
bad.
Dipped in mayonnaise.
That's the thing over in Europe. It was weird, yeah.
But it's Europe. They're weird to begin with.
And they don't put ice in your drinks, either.
No. I don't do warm beer. Let's see here. We got octopus at this little hole-in-the-wall Mexican-slash-seafood cafe in Des Moines on East 15th Street when I started college almost 20 years ago. This girl, this woman writes, I was in advanced Spanish class with mostly business people who did a lot of traveling, and my classmates thought this would be a great place to relieve stress after the end of the semester, the tests at the end of the semester. She says the authentic Mexican food made in front of us was great. Octopus was not the only odd thing on the menu, just what I was brave enough to try. I've had octopus before.
Yeah.
I will never have it again.
Yeah.
No. It's right down there with coconut and mushrooms, marshmallows, rather. And then she says, octopus doesn't taste real fishy. She says it's more like turtle, but the texture is a bit chewy like squid. She says, I've had turtle and squid a number of times, so that's my comparison.
Hmm. So yeah, I can see it being just squishy. And
yeah, not so good. Yeah. So anyway, Rocky Mountain oysters made the list. Bear sausage and moose meat also was on the
bear,
list.
Bear, wow.
Yeah, a little tough there. Oh, well. Well, that's all the time we have. Happy eating.
Yeah.
This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.